Just a quick reminder, on Monday, the eve of Christmas Eve, we're handing over the reins to you. You decide what music we play. You decide who we play it for. ray@rte.ie. So if you want to play a request, old-fashioned request on the radio for somebody, get that into us over the weekend so you'll be ahead of the posse. Come in, Limerick. Hello, Limerick.
Limerick calling. Do you hear us, Dublin? Limerick calling. Can you hear us?
Hello, Limerick. Hello, Limerick.
Can you hear us? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Just okay. You're coming in.
Good, good. Ray.
Bernard.
I'm not down with this slag Ray day. I think it's disgraceful. Now, I will partake in it just because you want me to. But, like, I don't know. I think it's absolute downright disgraceful. I really do. Like, how dare they? How dare they slag you off? And do you know what as well? I have to say, the times I'm in here listening to your callers, are they professionals?
Professional what? No, they were great today. What energy. What, you know, just yeah, there's a giddiness. There's,
you know,
a giddiness.
Like, you're thinking, oh, it's grand. I'll follow callers. They were like, are these pros? Like, what's going on?
Well, I tell you what, just to make it fair, Bernard, as soon as we ask them what their favourite Christmas song is, we will ask you the same question.
Well, I'm going to split it down the middle. 50% would be A Fairy Tale, obviously. Right. I love it, right? But growing up, this song had a special place in my heart, Ray. It's called the Lollipop Tree Song. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
So it goes, ha, 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 ho, 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 what a sight to see me and my lollipop, 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 lolly, lolly, lollipop tree. Right, and it's about a story about a kid. Sorry, I bit the side of my tongue this morning.
So it's, right, it's, sorry, I thought you bit it doing that.
No, yeah. No, it didn't. No. I'm spooning Bongella into my mouth.
Okay.
So it's about a kid who puts a lollipop outside, buries it in the back garden, and it grows into a lollipop
wow.
tree.
Yeah.
And
one
last
fine
year,
day in early it, yeah. spring, yeah. I played a funny trick. Right in the yard behind our house, I planted a lollipop stick. Then every day I watered it well and watched it carefully.
Boys National School, Durrell.
I hoped one 19, day that stick would grow to be a lollipop tree.
Here we go.
What a sight to see. In my lollipop, 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 lolly, lolly, lollipop tree.
It's not exactly a Christmas song. Is it what they call Christmas adjacent?
Right, we're back to Stag Ray Day. It is a Christmas song.
Is it?
This is like the whole Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie. It's right. not, right? This is it is a Christmas song. Because, well, I don't know. Maybe your listeners, in primary school, I'm nearly sure every primary school sang that at their school play.
No, I've never heard it before today.
Really?
Yeah, I know Burr Lives because he has a number of Christmas songs. Burr Lives, that was his, you know, he'd sort of the market cornered at one stage. But I've never heard that. I'm gonna search it out this evening and listen to the whole thing, right? But let's get on to you. And you're skipping the next few days and you're going straight to St. Stephen's Day and you have advice for our listeners.
Yeah, Ray, everyone goes, oh, Christmas Day, oh, the big day. The hardest day is St. Stephen's Day.
Right.
Right? Well, it's mostly a visiting day, right? Most people go out visiting friends and family, or if you're from Kerry or Clare, you do the Wren or the Ran or whatever, right? But for me, St. Stephen's Day, no one talks about it. It's like the ugly sister of Christmas, Ray. Nobody wants to deal with St. Stephen's Day, right? So I've come up with 50 ways to get to true St. Stephen's. Yeah, now, I won't do all 50 of them now, right? Because I want to do a plug at the end. No, I won't do all 50 of them now. So I've split it into different things. So the first one is food and drink tactics, right?
Right.
So, right, you have to make St. Stephen proud, right? He was martyred, so the last thing you should do for him, at least, is finish off all the Aldi and Little Rosé you bought that no one else drank, right? So they get that into you, right? Then settle the selection box debate. Heroes are definitely better than celebrations, right? That's law, right?
Right.
But my favourite thing to do on St. Stephen's Day, get all the crisps in the house, right?
Yeah.
And open all of them out and throw them on the kitchen table. Every packet you have, the fancy ones you were talking about
yes.
earlier, every single, mix them all up and then just let people graze at them. Tie your hands behind your back and just and graze along at them, right? That's and then you have to, then you'll always be like, somebody say, oh, where's that biscuit tin? I wanted to keep it for some bizarre hobby they have, right?
Yeah.
You have to go look for that, right? So that's the eating out of the way, right? Oh, and 10 sandwich rule. When you're on your 10 sandwiches, stop. Just stop, right? You've had enough at that stage, right? Walk away from the slice pan, right?
Yeah, but there's something lovely about the ham and the turkey cold. I actually probably prefer it the next day.
Well, because Turkey is all... Do you know the way... Okay, right. I'm glad you brought this up, Ray Darcy, because no one else will talk about it, right? Do you know the way people say, oh, I hate dry... Turkey's awful dry meat.
Yes.
I love dry meat. Well, what about all those people out there going, I like dry turkey, right? I grew up on white turkey and white sliced pan sandwiches because I couldn't eat anything else.
Right.
I love turkey. I love it. The drier, the better. And do you know what? Brussels sprouts, all these chefs going, cut them in half and just peel a... Boil them until they're nearly disappeared, right? So that's how you do it. Stop with your fancy, put them in a pan with butter in. If you have to put butter and nutmeg and
lardons,
cranberry juice lardons, and lilt...
Lardons.
Yeah, lardons. Lardons me. Right. It's just boil them till they don't exist anymore. Right.
But I'm with you on St. Stephen's Day because and it makes sense because all of, you know, everything is geared towards Christmas Day, and then people, you know, St. Stephen's Day happens, and nobody has talked about it. So I'm glad you're talking about it today.
Yeah, because everyone, if St. Stephen's Day was a person, it's like, so I have to fix all this now, do I? I have to pick up all the pieces here, right? So and then there's family dynamics, right?
Right.
The great escape plan. Volunteer to walk the dog, even if you don't have a dog. Right? Just go around to other people's houses going, do you want me to walk your dog? Do you want to walk a child? Anything. Just walk something, right? Go out for a walk.
Yeah.
Create fake jobs for yourself as well, right? I'll do the recycling by 15 minutes, right? Distract the kids, right? And the best thing is avoid like things like the ghost of Christmas dinner past, like retell the story when the turkey fell on the floor, or the story that's told all the time. We had a dog, Cora the dog, long since passed. My mother cooked the turkey, she had it up on the table, and the dog came in and took it out. Now, I will say, right, there was nowhere open back there. We ate that turkey.
Even though the dog had mauled it.
I couldn't care less. Like, you know, what's good for the dog was good for me. I didn't care, right? But I think one side of it was just past saving.
Because, you know, Christmas Day is sort of plotted, isn't it? That's the thing.
It is.
You know, and people talk about the breakfast and they talk about you're going to have, no, don't have the starters, have a little sort of, what do they call them, hors d'oeuvres sometime, and then 2 hours later have that. So it's all plotted, and then there's the Christmas movie. St. Stephen's Day is a blank slate. You can do whatever you like.
And Ray, here's the thing. Here's a top tip. Don't ever let Slag Ray Day not be a public service. Here's a top tip, public service. Listen up now, Ireland. Don't do the fry on Christmas morning. What's the point? You're going to have a huge dinner.
Yeah.
Right? Do the fry on St. Stephen's Day.
You're right. Yeah, right? You're right.
And by the way, and St. Stephen's Day, I know a lot of people play cards and board games. Do not play Monopoly, right? Because, because at least you don't want a row in your house over property at like half four, right? Like don't play Monopoly, right? Yeah. But you're talking about the film, right? Obviously, in Bunry Ocknahéireann, is it 1937, the Constitution? In it was... RT has to show Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and The Great Escape. But I love watching. If I don't see an Indiana Jones at Christmas, something's wrong.
Is there? Yeah. There's a void, a big Indiana Jones shaped hole in your life.
And then all the Christmas specials are on, right?
Yes, yeah.
I don't know if they're showing Bridget Naaman again. Please do. I need to feed my children. But but people watch it, right? And then they laugh. But they always come. I wasn't as good as last year for every Christmas special across the board.
There's big anticipation about Gavin and Stacey. You'll probably watch that, of course, Mrs. Brown's Boys, and there's loads of stuff on. I'm anxious to get your plugs in because you're in Ballycotton on the 18th of January, then the 24th you're in Roscommon, Mallow on the 31st, in February on Valentine's Night. Ooh, you'll be popular in your house. You're in Kenmare, DeBarra's Clonakilty on 21st February, and then 22nd you're in the Riverbank in Newbridge. And it's flying for you. And listen, you're always welcome here.
And Ray, I do not want to make Slag Ray Day a weekly thing. I think that's unfair, right? I think it's not on.
I've been slagged by the best, you know. I've been slagged by the best. I'm well used to it.
It's not on.
Comfortable in my own skin. Good luck. See you,
Bernard.
See you, Limerick. Bye, Limerick. See you. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas to Bernard Shea and Limerick. That's it from us. John Cook is on Drive Time. We are back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Thank you very much.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.